All right, troops, gonna gies a quick heeds up that what you're about to pipe me your lugs is the glaikit ramblings of twa numpties needs us. So dinna complain, I've tell you. Enjoy the brobrach nicht and nicht, and dinna be a fear we're bairn, all right?
Welcome to Brother Date Mailbag Edition. I'm Matthew.
I'm Judah.
How's everybody doing out there? Everyone holding up in the days of COVID?
Yeah, I mean, the shelter in place just got extended until...
Forever?
May 3rd.
Oh.
So another month. My neighbor built a makeshift batting cage in
Ooh.
The backyard.
Do you get to
By
play
which
in
I
it?
Mean, he hung a blanket on some bushes and put a tee up next to it. Yeah, he let me play in it, but unless I put the tee right up against the blanket, I get too much lift. Like, I think
shit.
The tee's too low.
Okay.
So I was just, like, hitting him over the whole garage and into my neighbor's driveway and shit, and I was like, this is not...
Yeah.
If I break somebody's window, I'm going to feel real dumb.
Either the tee is too low or the trees are too short.
They're like 8 feet, so I was really getting under it. I think the tee is too short.
Yeah. Sounds fun, though.
Yeah. So, you know, there's otherwise, I'm just watching a lot of Gaki no Tsukai. And,
I know you are, because I get all the clips of them. The interesting clips.
You get one clip for every 15 things that I laugh hysterically at. I really am doing my very best to limit it.
I really want to watch them.
I still have not yet sent you the good boy contest that Katie really loved.
No, not yet. I want to watch all the things. I just hate watching them on my computer.
Oh, I know. It's the worst.
It's not my favorite setup. I do watch my Star Treks that way, but it's nice to have the two monitors because I can just kind of look back and forth.
If I slapped them No Laughing Batsus on a thumb drive and sent them to you, do you think you could plug them into your...
Xbox? I assume that's a thing that can happen. I don't know. I wouldn't say it's worth your effort unless you are very COVID bored.
I am bored. I did just buy a new 128 gigabyte thumb drive. Mm. You know, that's like $20 worth of thumb drive now.
Yeah, I bought an external hard drive for the Xbox, like, I don't know, 6 months ago, and it's like
probably a terabyte.
Two terabytes?
Yeah.
And it was not expensive. It was $50 or something.
It really has come down, but every few years I buy a new thumb drive, and it's like, just because they're so cheap now.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I started at eBay, they gave me a 256 megabyte thumb drive, and I thought that was pretty good.
It's a lot of M's.
It has a hell of M's back in those days, but yeah. So we're surviving COVID. How about you guys out there? Is anything different in Nashville? You could still go and eat hot chicken in a...
I assume you can do anything you want out here. You know, the governor's praying, so it'll be all right.
Okay.
If you think about it.
That's pretty good.
There are so many things that are not part of the shelter in place. Strong suggestion. I don't know how it's officially worded. Like, I really wanted to complain about the contractors above me. And so I went to the website to read the order to see who was exempt. And of course, not like even non-emergency home repairs and renovations are totally okay.
Right.
I always see people running around outside just going on a jog or whatever. I mean, everyone's
allowed here as long as you don't go within 6 feet of anyone else. I don't know how you don't do that, but
I looked outside and at the place that's cattywampus from us. There were like 5 people congregated. It was like 2 people and their kid in a stroller and 2 joggers going different directions. And they were all just kind of hanging out over there. And I was like, what the fuck?
One of the real fun and not at all panic inducing things about working at a company that has a data science team is that Slack channel has just been full of graphs and predictions and things like these guys are all hard for it. And someone posted one today that apparently a bunch of, theoretically, a bunch of experts were asked on March 16th what the number of cases would be on March 30th. Mm. And only two of the experts had the real number even within their range.
Ooh.
And the average prediction, everyone's best guess, the average was 20,000 cases. Ooh. And it was 120,000 cases. Yeah, so
they didn't get it.
It's all really happening.
One day I looked up and there were 79 cases in Tennessee. And then like a week later I looked up and we were over 1,200. And I went, oh.
That is how external growth works. Yeah. But, you know, this is not the podcast where I'm going to explain to everyone exponential growth and SIR models and so on.
Sir, I call it sir.
There's a, because all other podcasts have been doing that and I'm kind of getting irritated by it.
Yeah. The only sir we're going to be talking about here is Sir Pizza. I referenced it the other day at game night. I'm going to do it again. They serve really terrible pizza. The name is clearly a ripoff of Round Table. It's all in like old-timey font. And the pizza has like the pepperoni on it that is the same pepperoni that's on like a bagel bite. And
oh, little chunks?
Yeah, little cubes. Little cubes of pepperoni.
That's not good pepperoni.
Little roni cubes. And it is not good pizza, and it is in a real nasty looking strip mall, and every time I pass it I laugh at Sir Pizza.
That is terrible. It definitely did come up in game night during a rap battle. Yeah, I thought that game had a lot of potential.
Yeah, I thought that was the best of that series.
Of that series. I have the other four series, so game night this week we have a lot of options.
We're down. We saw the time and date and we are down.
Good. I saw neither of you clicked yes, though, to add it to your calendar.
I clicked it yes on two different things. It is on my calendar.
Why didn't I get the notification?
I don't know. I definitely did it. I did it.
All right. Well, it's a mailbag week.
Yeah, we did. We're going to do another one of those. Did anyone send us mail?
We do have some mail, yeah.
All right, good.
Mailbag by Brother Day.
Let's go back all the way to March 18th in a very different world, by which I mean the shelter-in-place order had come down, I think, the day before.
Yeah, I almost started the podcast by saying, America held hostage day 67, but then I couldn't remember how many days it had actually been. Feels like at least 67.
But it really did, like, I got one letter from Pen Pal who started writing it on the Monday before the shelter in place. Mm-hmm. And then the shelter in place happened. And it's just like letters from two different worlds.
change of tone halfway through.
Yeah. Ryan wrote in with we got a little meme.
Oh.
It's Wesley and Picard in a turbo lift. And Wesley's asking, why aren't there handles on doors anymore? And Picard's saying, Wesley, it's time I tell you about the year 2020.
Memes aren't great for this format, but
memes don't work super good, but we're going to hopefully close out our 15-week flag project. So
God, what episode was that from, that still for that meme? What's Wesley wearing?
Season 2 Wesley. He's got his gray jumpsuit on. So
maybe the one where they were in the shuttle and he's going to get his heart redid?
Yeah, it could be. If they're taking the turbo lift scene down there, Picard doesn't look happy. It could easily be Samaritan Snare.
Oh, that is Samaritan Snare. That is the B plot. Oh, man, A plot, B plot is a game we're going to need to play someday.
Oh, yeah, we should do A plot, B plot.
Because I forgot that was the B plot.
When we feel like doing extra Star Trek content,
sure,
we can do A plot, B plot. For some of the also-ran episodes like that.
Especially DS9, because there's never a connection. So that's a good
one to go with. That's more news radio-y for sure.
Yeah.
Also on the 18th, Ryan writes, at Brother Date, the Togo's Cubano was actually pretty good. I agree. I thought it was decent.
That was what you said. You said it was not a bad sandwich, though not
it's not,
a Cuban.
It's, just not a, it's not a proper Cuban sandwich. It wasn't on the right bread. A thing that... Katie's has not so far done a real good job of describing what the right bread is. So
just different.
Yeah, well, she did want to make it, but right now you can't buy like lard or yeast in stores. So
you can't buy a lot of things
or flour.
It's kind of weird.
Do you know what you fucking can buy?
Hmm.
Do you know what people are not stocking up on as they tear through all of the canned and non-perishable items?
Toaster strudel.
Oh, frozen stuff's been pretty good, actually. You probably can still get toaster strudel.
Nailed it.
Baked beans.
Oh, okay.
And
you've been rolling that beautiful bean footage.
And no, I did. Well, I did. I bought a can on one day when I was like, huh, no one's getting these baked beans. I'll eat some brown sugar hickory Bush's baked beans.
Anything but the Boston baked bean flavor.
Yeah. Well, that's the worst.
The nastiest, biliest, pukiest barbecue there is.
And I ate those baked beans for two meals yesterday because a can of baked beans is two meals worth for sure.
And when you farted, did John Cook give you any coins?
He would have. I farted so deep and so resonant, it was like, it was for sure like an orchestra tuba and not a sousaphone. Like that was that's the distinction I want to make here. It was special.
Nice.
I farted in such a weird way that I was sure I had shit my pants and I got right in the shower. And then I was like, there's no shit anywhere. What happened?
You felt ripped off.
It was just a weird baked bean fart.
I don't take unplanned showers. It's ridiculous.
I was Kill Ugly Television. I was like, who stole my log? So I won't be doing that again, and I understand why everyone else was like, you know what? I will get every can of chili and all the Spam, but I think maybe not baked beans.
Yeah, you should. You know, did you even do a beanie weenie or just straight beans?
I couldn't do just straight beans because the taste of the baked beans I got was candy.
Okay.
So I did have to, I put a lot of cracked black pepper in them.
Sure, sure, sure.
And then a bunch of Korean red pepper flakes.
Yeah, heat that up.
And then, have you ever had the local hot sauce pepper plant?
You told me about this 50 episodes ago, and I promised I didn't promise. I said I was interested in procuring some. I found it on Amazon, but I never bought it, I don't think.
But you can only buy like 12 bottles or something. It's a stupid amount.
Yeah.
Well, they have a spice version, a pepper plant spice.
Okay.
That you can buy. And it's just a fancy salt, but it is so salty. Anyway, I put some of that in there too, really.
So you seasoned the shit out of it.
I seasoned these beans up so that they weren't just pure sugar.
Yeah, cut the sweetness.
And then I did not have such as a beanie weenie. I did not have weenies to put in it, but I did drink a protein shake so that it wasn't just a bunch of beans.
That's good. Although beans have protein, right?
They have some, and they have a lot of fiber.
Okay.
I mean, it's definitely better than, you know, eating the same amount of rice as far as protein goes, but...
Yeah, but in Korea, rice is not a side dish.
No, that is true. Hey, I'm done with Duolingo.
Congratulations.
I finished it today.
You're like a sucker. You were doing all those repairing of lessons for a long time, and then we both realized that this is not set up well. The same lessons break all the time. Other ones never break.
Not only that, but even repairing the lessons, it's not sticking with me. So, like, I feel like from Duolingo, I have learned a lot of the structure of the language of Korean, like pretty much all of the Korean grammar. And I remember very few of the actual vocabulary words.
I will say that doing Lingo Deer, it is teaching me way more about how the words are structured and said and why.
So. Yeah, and I may, but for now, I think I'm going to finish out Duolingo Spanish, but that'll take another whole year. There's so much more Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least if you do end up doing more Korean later on, you'll remember shit.
Yeah, I've got the Hangul part down.
Yeah.
I did have to ask you today about the pronunciation of one of the basic Korean vowels, but still.
Well, it's fucking, no one romanizes it. Most people don't romanize it in a way that makes any sense, so.
Yeah. Also on the 18th, Marjan tweeted, okay, so there have been some videos going around of Jonathan Frakes hosting Beyond Belief Fact or Fiction.
A show that I remember scanning past, seeing Jonathan Frakes, one of my favorite people, and still going, I don't care about this.
This was a real 2:30 in the afternoon kind of show.
Yeah, it was a real not Ripley's Believe It or Not, because it wasn't quite on that level.
Right.
It was almost that good.
So this is a tweet of someone apparently had been watching them and saw in the comments that if you watch the videos at half speed, Frake sounded like a depressed drunk on the sidewalk trying to get your attention.
Yes.
And so then someone went ahead and just made a video where it's at half speed.
This is great for the podcast format.
This is amazing, and I'm going to play it now. And this will change the way you listen to Jonathan Frakes, because he talks like this at normal speed, and you just, for some reason, don't notice
it. Everyone's just giving him a pass. Like, he seems like a dummy, and this might be why he seems like a dummy, but he slurs every other word, and only in... half-speed to you go, oh, he can't speak English.
His English is very, very strange and poor. So let's hear this.
Come on. Out of a mall into a huge parking area and realized you'd forgotten where you parked your car.
Ever gone mountain biking?
What do you want to be when you grow up? What's the right tip?
Have you called a plumber to your home lately? How superstitious are you?
How much money would it take to make you spend a night in a cemetery? Would you display this as a trophy? Do you have a pet? Do you have a sweet tooth? Do you believe in the power of a curse?
Have you had your hearing tested lately?
Planning a trip soon? Can you remember the tallest man you've ever seen? Do you love to go a-wandering beneath a clear blue sky? Have you noticed what big stars real estate agents have become? Are you careful with your personal records? Does your computer ever seem to have a mind of its own? Have you ever visited a Chinatown section in a major city? Have you ever visited a flea market? Have you ever visited a truck stop? Did you ever have a job as a waiter? Have you noticed how many successful restaurants are theme-based these days? Have you ever had the desire to write your initials in wet cement?
Wow. It's so amazing. I didn't realize how feeble he is and how much he trails off.
Do you ever been intimidated by the power of a curse? What?
So big thanks, obviously, to Marjan for sending that to us. That's one of the best things that's ever been on
every
the internet.
Time I hear it, I've heard it now a dozen times, and it makes me laugh the entire time. His crazy inflections, the way he slurs everything, the way he said superstition was insane.
He for sure didn't get superstition right, and they didn't do another take.
He said it the way Jose Canseco says testosterone.
Well, yeah. But he doesn't have Jose Canseco's many excuses.
Or his weird tic where he can't stop blinking.
On the 19th, Marjan at replied us in a tweet to someone else to tell them that we're a podcast where we do... Anyway, she shouldn't have.
Oh, she told someone
I don't think anything bad came out of it. So this is a tweet where someone named Alex Speed noticed the reuse of footage in yesterday's Enterprise and Generations.
Mm. Oh, this is a Harvard professor.
Yeah, and so she tweeted right at him, and then at replied us in there. Please don't do that. I don't know if you noticed this, but all my websites were down about 4 times this last week already. I think my hosting provider is running on a fart and a dream right now, so...
You're really afraid of the traffic.
I'm 100%. If 2 more people start listening to this show, like, it only takes 3 people to download one of our dumb Star Trek episodes. Maybe 6 people.
We are so fucking popular. We're about to kill your web host because we are just like running fucking inventory out of this thing.
6 people is a fucking gigabyte. Mm. So, like, hey, be careful, guys. Be careful out there, is all I'm saying. On the 19th, Ben wrote at Brother Date, Jay, this is a short tweet. I don't know why you couldn't type my whole name. No one likes you speaking French. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, we had talked about it.
I get it, and I hear it, and I get it. But I'm not going to stop.
I love it when Frank speaks French. And by that, I mean says a name in French. He doesn't know any French.
Oh, you know,
Jean-Luc Picard.
I was so mad when we were listening to 1100, when we're watching 1100-1001, and it turns out that Patrick Stewart can't speak French at all.
I know.
It's very sad.
Maybe he's kind of a self-hating British-French.
It is something like that. Ryan posted another meme for us. It's me logging into Zoom for a meeting last Friday versus me logging into Zoom for a meeting today. It's 2 pictures of Riker. One's kind of his headshot. It must have been for an autograph or a trading card or something, but I like to think that in-universe Riker has this headshot, that he went to the JCPenney portrait gallery
right
in uniform and got this done. And then the other one is, you know, it's Riker from Parallels. I referenced it last week.
Yeah, the Borg are everywhere.
Worst parallel universe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess people on Zoom have been looking haggard.
Well, I am now, I am in the zone I see on my calendar here on the wall. Haircut permissible. So, what am I going to do?
Is that a real mental problem that you have?
What am I going to do about my hair?
On your calendar when it's okay to get a haircut? You can't make a decision just by looking in the mirror?
I think you know I can't. First of all, I believe in the power of a curse.
Well, and I didn't know that.
Second of all, I need to know the exact amount of time has passed so that I can think about getting a haircut because I am very bad at getting out and getting a haircut.
Just because it's permissible
doesn't mean I would even do it in the next couple of weeks. I'm so bad at remembering to do it.
That's fair. I got a haircut, I think, 2 days before the lockdown order.
Okay.
And that was coincidence. I didn't, like, know it was coming or whatever, but still.
Like, are people just getting mullets? Like, what's happening?
Yeah, I mean, probably. People are going to... What I hope happens is people are going to start cutting their own hair, and everyone's just going to get cool with it. Because the only reason I'm not doing it is because I know people aren't cool with it.
That's exactly right. It's way easier. I don't have to force conversation with my very grumpy barber, who hates having to go to Arizona to visit her mom. And hates having to go to Detroit to work on the property that her husband asked her to buy so that they could, like, fix it up and be fucking landlords in Detroit because it's dirt cheap to buy things.
Yeah. Seems like a great place to manage a property remotely, too.
And also she hates it in Nashville, so she hates it in all three of the places she has to spend time, and I have to hear about it every fucking time. And I'm tired of it, and I'd like to cut my own hair.
Yeah. So technology has advanced, right? Surely we can do better than the Flowbee now.
I assume I can just put my head into, like, some kind of tube. And then the hair will come out like right. Like Animal Crossing.
I don't do my hair that fancy, but I can't see the back of my head, so...
That's the tough part.
That's going to be the hard part. This is not useful. Don't switch it to 4 days ago. I don't know when that was. On the 27th, Ryan wrote in... at Brother Date, out of sheer morbid curiosity, I often Google things immediately after you guys do.
Mm.
Still haven't looked up Cajun titties yet, though.
Good.
Came dangerously close to looking up something on my work laptop just now, and that would not have been good. Yeah, hey, that was the theme of one of my raps during the rap game that we played was, hey, don't bing. Be careful what you bing.
Don't bing anything.
Yeah.
Bing, I don't know if it has a safe search. I don't think it works. I think it's all fucking out there for you on Bing.
And then Ryan asks, at Brother Date, wait, is the bracket not on the website? Yeah, here's the thing. I hand-coded that website, and I did not anticipate that I would need to put, like, it's very sparse. It's just a player for the latest episode, link, and then links to 4 more episodes, and then here's where you go get it.
Mm.
So.
But Zap's up there.
Yeah, but, like, I think you could tell I'm almost out of space on that title bar.
But, what else?
Like, I could just write flags! Landru. See. Landru is up there, and then iTunes, I think. The iTunes link and Twitter.
Okay. Well.
But, so it was not built with, hey, we're going to do a bunch of projects that people might want to check up on in mind. And also, the flag tournament is not formatted that way, and it is because of the weird way that images get embedded in Google Sheets.
Yeah, well, that would, yeah.
Yeah, I'd have to redo the whole thing, and maybe I'll get bored enough to do that at some point, but again, there's almost an unlimited amount of Japanese and Korean variety shows I can watch, so.
Yeah, we have iTunes, Twitter, Landru, Zip, and the Mountain Goats. That's what's up there.
Also, I watched a guy retouch a painting live for 2.5 hours last week, so.
Ooh, watching the live stream.
Yeah, guys, live Q&A stream of art retouching.
Nice. That's cool.
Just calming. Very calming.
I bet that's true, but that's what I use my Animal Crossing for.
Well, yes, clearly. And we'll talk about Animal Crossing during the next segment also.
Fucking yeah, we will.
But tomorrow's April 1st, so.
I know. You know what? Tonight I'm going to put together my list of my, we already have the big list, but my smaller list that I can take with me of my, you know what I mean, of fish I need to catch and bugs I need to catch before April's done.
Yeah, and there's a lot of them. Looks like for me 21, including the one that I'm carrying over from March.
Bro, we gonna catch a turtle. That's all I'm saying.
You can snatch fleas off of villagers' heads.
I want to keep a turtle in my house. I have a pet turtle.
I think you should have a pet turtle.
I'm gonna name him Cuff and or Link. That's what Rocky named his turtles, Cuff and Link.
That's pretty good. Yeah. And then the last tweet was from you 2 days ago.
Oh.
At Brother Date, I walked into the living room and my wife said, "Man, Richard Marx is the real deal." Then she played Hazard. At Richard Marx.
I try.
Hey, Marjan? Hey, Marjan? What did I just say about not drawing attention?
I tweeted that.
Oh, that was you. Hey, Matt? You trying to kill my web host?
You think Richard Marx is going to follow the trail and get to the podcast and fucking go after it?
You want to give the context for this tweet?
Why
Richard Marx is funny to us?
Oh, well, I mean, he's funny for a lot of reasons, but we always remember him as being a real hero in Asian circles.
We were watching...
For reasons that don't make sense, but are real.
We were watching a New Year's celebration. Was it from Beijing or from Tokyo? Chinese New Year.
It was a Chinese New Year one. It was, I mean, look, Andy Lau was in it, so I'm pretty sure it was.
Oh, it was Hong Kong, probably. Yeah. That makes sense.
I think it was a Lunar New Year thing, and this was a fucking star-studded spectacle. Andy Lau did a routine on stage where he danced to a song with a bunch of robots.
That was like, it was pretty good.
It was amazing. At one point, Richard Marx received some kind of award.
Some kind of lifetime achievement award, maybe.
The crowd went wild.
But there was also one of those Korean variety shows where a bunch of stars perform one artist's songs.
And Richard Marx got and to it have was, one.
It definitely and surely was Richard Marx.
It's crazy.
So they fucking love him in... the CJK countries, I'm sure they do in Japan too. Would be weird if it missed them somehow.
Yeah. But Marjan loves him too. And it was right after we'd finished game night, actually. And I went to the bathroom, I came back out, and she goes, "Man, Richard Marx is the real deal." And I was just like, and I was like, "Uh-huh." And I was starting to type the tweet. And I was halfway through the tweet, and she goes, "I want to play Hazard." And I went, "Uh-huh, Hazard? Okay."
Let's have a little bit of that then. Or maybe a Red Lobster ad. We'll see what happens.
Well, it is Lobster Fest. Oh, God, I hope it's not.
It would be weird, because I don't think that is good take-home food.
Yeah, it's a bad time. I gotta admit, I'm not impressed yet. Ah, there it is.
What if I told you that the video appears to be at the same lake as Possum Kingdom?
I hope it's a shared universe. Hear this instrumentation?
I hear the pan pipes. Is that what you're asking?
Digging this arrangement? Sing it pretty. We used to walk along the river and dream our way out of this town. Seems like a song that Sukjin would know all the words to.
Oh, it's probably on one of his albums.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought I was doing a good job of hiding any emotion. But maybe that was the giveaway, because she walked over and saw as I pressed send on the tweet.
So she said, "Man, Richard Marx is the real deal." And you were like, and you started,
And I'm typing. She goes, "I'm going to play Hazard." Right, Hazard, right, Hazard, okay. And then she walks over right as I click send, and she goes, "Don't put me on blast." And I'm like, "Look, this is a real thing that happened. I have to let people know."
Yeah, I mean, I did that once. I did once rush to Twitter when Katie referred to underwear as a coos poozy. By which she meant a coon...
Nope.
A poon koozie.
There you go.
Poon koozie. But she said coos poozy, and I was into that.
Yeah.
I think that's the end of the mailbag.
I would love for Richard Marks to become a regular listener and contributor on the Brother Date podcast.
Honestly, we farm a lot of stuff out to the Magic Cloaks, and if we could farm it out to Richard Marks instead.
How great would that be? He could have his own segment, maybe? He could, like, I don't know if he's a Star Trek fan, but, like, I'd love to hear his thoughts.
Listen, if he just wanted to, like, review America's national parks in a segment called Marks on Parks.
Oh, that's really good.
For sure.
That's good.
We would be happy to host that.
Yeah.
Definitely at that point, I would have to change web hosts, though, because I could not handle the influx of Asian traffic.
Maybe he could, seriously, maybe he could grade any number of things in a subject or in a fucking segment we call Marks Marks, where he gives out marks.
There you go.
How about he explains his fascination with sharks. Marks sharks.
I mean, we could at least, maybe we could just have Marks Week every year.
Yeah.
Where he just talked about all the shit he thought was cool.
God, I'd love it. It hasn't worked with Avery Brooks either. I'm hoping I'm going to get somebody, though. Get somebody in on this hundreds of hours we've put into this.
Your plan is to destroy this podcast so that you can stop watching Star Trek, well, right?
Better to burn out than to fade away.
That is what they say. Mm-hmm. That is
how they say Marx it. Has probably said it. I shouldn't just call him Marx. That's a different guy.
Why is marriage trending in California?
Uh-oh. I always get this way. For COVID reasons?
I have fucking no idea. I think it's trending because nothing else is trending.
Sometimes I see something trending. I don't know if I've talked about it on the pod. I see something's trending and I check and I go, oh, it's Black Twitter. I don't know. I don't know enough to know what's happening. But I find out that it's Black Twitter and I go, I need to get in on the Black Twitter because I don't understand.
Oh, you know what? That's exactly what this marriage thing is.
I didn't check.
Well, it's Black Twitter. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
These guys are out here having a great time, and I support them, but I like you. I don't understand.
I want to. I would like to.
That's the end of the mailbag, and I think in 2 weeks we're not going to have a mailbag.
Oh, why is that?
We're going to do a different project. We got a request from Katie. We'll talk about it at the end, I think, but you can have some homework for people.
Oh, cool. How'd you get a car? I figured I was playing that guy in Bitch and Camaro to your other guy in Bitch and Camaro in this segment.
I don't think that's what he says, though.
Yeah, he says, my parents drove it up from the Bahamas.
Oh.
And he says, oh, you're kidding. And he goes, I must be the Bahamas or Islands. It's terrible. It's the worst.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. The rest of the song's not good either.
Nope. Marjan loves it.
Not well, she loves every Dead Milkman song.
She's their number one fan.
She loves RJ's mom, sure, or whatever, and all of them.
She loves Gonna Beat My Wife. She loves all of them.
That, you know, that is RJ's mom.
Oh. That must be why I thought of that one.
You know they couldn't just name a song Gonna Beat My Wife.
Was that was too much even for them?
Yeah. I know she loves Smoking Banana Peels.
Yeah, yeah.
And Watching Scotty Die.
Sure.
And
When Ringo Buys a Rifle, all that.
When Ringo Buys a Rifle, All Around the World, and she loves
Dollar Signs in Her Eyes.
Dollar Signs in Her Eyes and Life is Shit.
So Silly Dreams and
let's not invoke Silly Dreams, please, because that's very good. It's a very
Shaft
good song.
And Greenland and all of it.
Silly Dreams and Dean's Dream, of course, probably my two favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Dead Milkman song.
But, you know, there's Peter Bazooka and Stuart.
Matthew, take your headphones off. It is time for our next segment.
Thank you for the warning.
Now, call me Bobby.
I press him
Hello,
up against...
I thought I would just add a very...
No! I press them up against my cheeks, and it kind of reverberates in my skull just loud enough that I know when it's over, so I can put them back in. Sorry, I didn't mean to. I just sometimes I get, I got a lot of emotional stuff right now because of the confinement.
Yeah, Katie doesn't wear headphones when she listens to this, so I assume when that segment starts, she just like flips her phone across the room and then has to go find it later or something. It's pretty hard. Pretty hard to listen to.
Yeah, I'll do even worse next time.
I'm sure you will.
Hello, I thought I would just add a very short interlude to keep the podcast content going without you guys having to talk all the time. I know how much you hate it. By the very nature of the podcast. But yeah, we hope you guys are enjoying your quarantining. I think I'm like coming off a week two for me, which has been a real delight. A lot of work. Although much of that has been done in Animal Crossing. I've been delighted to visit your villages and occasionally steal fruit and send mail. And whatnot.
I do want to say that my rooster Benedict is a big fan of his.
Yeah.
Really loves his title, Untossable
Salad?
I've forgotten it. It's Untossable something. I don't think he's unlocked salad yet.
Okay.
I've discovered, by the way, that I now have the components to make the title Rumor Mongering Rookie, and that makes me wish that I had named my character Kwangsu.
I don't remember what my latest title is. I was a Risen Phoenix for a while because that just seemed cool.
Yeah. He mentions stealing fruit. He does not mention hitting all my rocks the first day he came to visit.
You hadn't played yet, so you hadn't gotten to mind your own town.
Right, and that was the first day that you could get the better tools, make the better tools.
Uh-huh.
Now I have enough iron nuggets now.
Yeah, forever.
But come on. In fact, I destroyed a rock the other day in my town because I didn't like where it was. It'll spawn somewhere else after a few days.
Yeah. When I did it, I did that once, and it seemed to respawn the next day. But I
also thought it was the next day, but I don't think that... I don't know that that's guaranteed.
He came to my town, and I had already gone through and strip-mined my town, but he beelined it for the nearest rock. Right past me, ran right past my little dude with his little dude, and just started slamming on rocks. And I was like, look at this fucking guy. You're fucking shameless. He's just here to steal our fucking natural resources. Man, how fucking British can you be? Damn.
Yeah, I thought he was Scottish and not English.
It turns out they're apparently all the fucking same. Just like the gray hair. Remember him?
Is that a Last of the Mohicans reference?
No
one... I don't know what Colonel how that Monroe. Movie got into
no,
your
no, no.
brain.
You know exactly how, because it's the greatest mystery of our time. It's a movie full of good performances, featuring the greatest actor of his generation, giving the worst performance of any of his movies, the worst performance in that movie, doing a weird, like, cool fucking Clint Eastwood thing. It's totally doesn't match with anything else anybody's doing where he's just like, I ain't your scout. And I certainly ain't no damn militia. And you're like, what movie is this? What's he doing? How did this happen? He's a great actor. I can never stop thinking about it. Also,
anyway,
I haven't
that movie
read,
came out when you were seven or whatever, and it really dug its way in.
I did read the novel. I haven't read it in a very long time, and I cannot remember why he has a white name, Hawkeye. He has an English name. They adopted him. He's Nathaniel, but then like they didn't give him like a Mohican name. They didn't name him whatever Hawkeye is in Mohican.
That's a good question. Why is he not Bing Botch Book or something?
Why isn't he Chingachgook's son Bing Botch Book?
I haven't gotten to that on Duolingo yet.
You know, it's Chingachgook and it's Uncas, and then it's Hawkeye. Why Hawkeye?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. That doesn't make a lot of sense.
You can just keep him as Nathaniel if you want. It doesn't make any difference at that point. Anyway. Look, there's a lot of things about it that don't make any sense to me, and I can never stop thinking about it.
Listen, that's fine. There's a lot of weird movies out there that don't make sense. I just wonder how that one got under your skin.
It
that's
is
all.
A high-budget film.
Yeah.
Period piece full of great performances, except his, which is worse than a fucking Billy Madison production.
Yeah, but if someone was like, do you know what I hate about the piano, how Harvey Keitel's performance in the piano, you'd be like, what are we talking? It's 2020. What are you talking about the piano?
I know. I get it, but I'll never stop.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying, but also I don't care about what you're saying.
Yeah, okay, it's fine.
I do my own thing, and it's cool. It's a cool thing that I'm doing. Get on board with that.
I will get on board with that.
Colonel Monroe.
Also with the Great Space Coaster.
You could. You should. That's your thing. That's your Last of the Mohicans. Let me tell you how many times we've talked about the Great Space Coaster, and I've brought it up. 0 times.
All right. Okay. That's fair. That's pretty fair.
That's you. That's your thing that you have to deal with. Why don't you go look in the mirror and think about the Great Space Coaster and not jack off for once?
Because it's fucking quarantine times. You think I'm jacking off less?
Jacked it like 35 times today? It's hard. Marjan and I share this living room.
I'm 39.
You don't have the energy for that.
There's no way.
Yeah, that's tough. That's a tough one.
Even if you said 3 to 5 times, I'd go, nah.
Like, I kind of want to, but like,
nah.
Kind of tired.
So I hope you guys' islands are building up nicely. I was really lucky yesterday. I ended up on Tarantula Island.
That does not sound lucky.
No, it sounds pretty rough.
Hey,
if you get bit on the island, where does it wake you up? Just next to the plane?
That is a good question. I think tarantulas are fairly rare, but they were the first bug I encountered on opening night in my game.
And you were all disconcerted?
Yeah, because that's not how it's supposed to. That's not how it's supposed to go. One of these fuckers charged me, and then I fucking passed out and woke up at my door.
Like, oh, this game's different.
Like, oh,
they really ramped up.
I knew you could get stung by a wasp and then have a fucked up eye, and all the villagers would hate it. But you know,
oh, they hate it so much. One time
they teach you the medicine recipe.
I talked to one of them with a swollen eye, and the next day they were still talking about it. The next day, one of these fucking villagers said to me, "Hey, about yesterday, you know you can run from the wasps, right? Like, they're not that fast." And I was like, Jesus. That's a mistake. When you swing your racket, your net, it doesn't go as fast as you think it's going to go.
I'm better at catching the wasps in this game than I have been, I think, in any of the others. But I still ain't 100% on it.
Yeah, like, I always assume my net's going to get there, but my guy has a really long fucking windup. He's like, He has a Tim Tebow throwing motion.
Oh, he should go to when it's wasps, you go to the stretch. It's like if there's runners on.
That's right. You should be fucking quick pitching this motherfucker.
Yeah. What is this?
But he doesn't. He's an idiot.
He went to Tarantula Island.
Yeah.
I'd had some trouble catching a tarantula, but I don't know if you guys have been able to get to Tarantula Island, but if you do a random event that happens after 7 p.m. using Nuke Miles tickets. So basically there was a place with a little island in the middle of it that was just crawling with tarantulas, which after you donate one to the museum, they go for like 10,000 each. So I was able to build a Zen bridge.
This is what the podcast is going to be like for the foreseeable future, by the way. So if you heard him say, if you thought, why does he have to say it's a Zen bridge?
Because there are different kinds.
It's because that's more expensive than just putting in a plank or log bridge.
I built a red Zen bridge across the river to get to Flurry's house.
You put someone's house on the other side of the river?
Yeah, and I have two on another. I have a lot of rivers in mine. I have two.
You did pick a lot of rivers.
On another different piece of land across from a different river, but that's just a simple log bridge. That was the first bridge. Yeah. But going to the campsite area, which is across a different river, right now I'm setting up an iron bridge that's all paid off and ready to go.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
So I've got two bridges and three ramps built, and I'm putting in my fourth ramp. I'll still need to do either another bridge or another ramp to make every area accessible from every area without tools.
I've got it all laid out in my head. Again, it's going to take a lot because I have so many rivers and shit. But like, I've got it all laid out how it's going to be so that I don't have to carry around the ladder and the vaulting pole. And it's going to be glorious.
Well, the next thing I'm going to have to do is start moving villagers' houses.
Oh, you don't like where they are?
Because I can pack them in a little tighter. I think I can get all 10 in one straight line if I pack them in.
Damn.
Exactly right. I've got 9 of them in one place and the 10th one up by the campsite right now.
You're just going to look like some kind of suburb.
It's going to be a street. I'm just going to pave the street in front of it.
Oh, that sounds kind of nice.
And then it'll be like, the middle section is going to be the town where the museum and the store and all the houses are, and then everything else will be natural.
That sounds pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, that's my plan.
I don't think I have the room for that.
It's like $50,000 to move a villager's house, so it's going to be a little bit of a project.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that's what this podcast is going to be like for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, so how's everyone's towns doing or whatever?
And pay it all off in one go, basically, for things of pockets full of tarantulas. So hopefully you guys get a chance to boost your bank account like that. Turnips are not doing well. Bought them for 90 odd the Sunday, and I haven't seen a price above 50 yet.
That's the market.
I participate in a shared Animal Crossing spreadsheet, so I have data from 3 towns on turnip prices right now.
Whoa. Who else is in it?
My friend Jessica and her ex-boyfriend Scott.
Wow. So
it's I got 3 towns worth of data. So I would say,
do you want my data when I start to get it?
Yeah.
Because I didn't definitely play on Sunday till after what's her name had left.
Oh, you didn't play till after 2 or whatever. Yeah, for sure. I will definitely collect your data also.
Okay.
Right now the average selling price is for all 3 of those towns is 97.84.
Ooh. Stupid market.
Under 50 seems like you've been getting bad luck, but also make sure you check twice a day.
Yeah, it resets at noon.
It resets at noon, so there's morning prices and afternoon prices.
Yeah.
But, yeah. In my town, I've got the best selling prices so far of any of these 3 towns. Yeah. I've been getting an average of 118 bells.
Ah, look at you. The economy's booming in Formosa.
Formosa, yeah. So, yeah. That's the current data. Turnip prices, the average right now for the data that I have is 97 bells.
Yeah, I was so grumpy when I finally logged on Sunday because I got other shit to do. Man, oh, we got to talk about this. Okay, why is it now that I am quarantined or sheltering in place or whatever, my social calendar is fuller than ever? You know how many weird Zoom meetings I have now? Okay, so we got game nights, right?
Right, I've been doing game nights.
Okay, then we've got one set up with all the old Stanford peeps. That's just like a hangout, like a Zoom hangout where we just shoot the shit. And that this last one was on Sunday morning. I think it might still be on Sunday morning. But now we've got one on Saturday with old Harvard peeps.
Oh,
that's going to be the same thing. And I'm like, why does everyone want to see each other? And why does everyone want to I haven't talked to some of these people in ages.
It's just don't it always seem to go.
That's right. That you don't know what you got till you're stuck in your home, and then you go, hey, here's some people I haven't talked to in fucking 8 years. Wonder what they're up to. It's weird, is what I'm saying. Why am I busier now? Anyway, I was so mad when I logged on Sunday and that bitch wasn't around.
You missed turnips. Yeah, now you gotta wait till next Sunday.
And I was like, fuck.
Yeah,
especially because I haven't caught an ant yet, and the only thing you can catch them on is turnips.
Oh yeah, luckily they're all year round. So
I get it, but it kills me that it's out there.
I get it too. I'm a little pissed off that I'm not going to be able to catch a peacock butterfly before April.
So they only land on certain color, but this really is the podcast. They're only landing on certain colors.
I think blue, purple, black.
How do you get
the colors that they land on? You got a crossbreed.
Yeah, but how do you get those colors? Because is black red and red?
Black, if you have roses, black is red and red. Oh, I think if you have cosmos, flowers. It's orange and orange. Pansies are what are reliably available, so I'm trying to breed white and white pansies to get blue pansies, but so far no luck. But I also have orange and orange cosmos going.
Right.
I'm taking trips to the island to try and find some fucking roses because they haven't been for sale yet. But if I get red and red roses, then obviously that'll be another path to it.
I'm going to have to fucking look at a spreadsheet then. I didn't realize they were all different for different flowers.
They are different for different flowers. And unfortunately, the peacock butterfly is not even all year round. So, like, you got to get this done by June. And it takes time because the cross-pollination is pretty random. And I'm to the point where I'm thinking of pulling out all of my other flowers so that the only flowers that can breed are the ones I'm trying to force. Yeah.
Yeah. I got some. Let's see. So, I got pansies growing. I got tulips. I got wind flowers. And I've got, there's another one. I don't remember what, but I didn't realize they're all you gotta breed them different depending on the fucking flower type. So now I gotta revisit
water
the whole
them every
thing.
Day, or they won't crossbreed, and it's a whole thing.
I've been doing that. Luckily, it rained yesterday. It was fucking
yeah, it's been
badass.
Real rainy, so that's been nice. But yeah, a whole new batch of stuff becomes available tomorrow. So
shit, dude, this is the podcast. Okay,
kind of.
All right.
This is my first week of turnip training, so hopefully, that manages to pick it up. We still haven't managed to get around to doing Murder Repod yet. I do remember the name of the program, but it's with the difficulties of trying to fit in all the schooling and the exercise time and everything else with the little one. It's been quite tricky. Today we decided to try and grow crystals. So we've got solution of alum. And
I had to listen to that 3 times earlier because there's no segue. But he's trying to grow crystals.
Why?
Maybe for home. Maybe it's part of homeschooling, and he meant there to be a segue there.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that's what I was going. That would make more sense. Busy growing.
Yeah, that would. Yeah. I mean, maybe it's just a cool new hobby. That's fine too.
Yeah.
You can only collect so many Carmen Sandiego vinyl pops.
By the way, I'm glad he remembers the name of the pod, because last time he did say maybe we'll have time to knock out one of the. Anyway, it was like, hey, okay.
Tetrahedral crystals on that, so that's quite exciting. And the noise in the background hopefully is enough proof that Shannon is still alive, although please don't take that to mean that she's always in doing dishes or working in the kitchen. Just more.
Hey, don't worry about it. I have spent a lot of time with Shannon over the years. So I didn't think she suddenly got super, super domestic and that you were able to tell her that she had to stay in the kitchen.
I have not, and I'm suspicious.
I see. Well, maybe this will clear up your suspicions.
So, anyway, thanks, guys. And hopefully we'll have a flag winner at the end of this week. And do you want to give them a proof of life message?
What?
For the podcast.
Oh, hi.
Yeah,
I'm
see.
Here.
See, it really is hard.
I'm hijacking.
Yep.
Oh. I mean, Larry's not hiding under a pillow this time.
Yeah, hence all the background noise probably. But thanks very much for everything, as always. And, keep trading and fishing and whatnot. See you guys. Bye.
I thought the pillow fort was his pod studio. Why isn't he doing it there?
Maybe he needs the cushions to be the couch during
the
day.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, now. Because now they have to stay home all day. Yeah. Well, good. We it was good to hear from the gang over there. Should we do flags?
Hey, let's do it.
We're getting close.
Can this be my life? I want these hours back. Zooming in on seals. One more gnome had we promised to do your project. Common sense says we should object. Barry asked us for flags of the world.
Man,
well, we're down to it. We're gonna have the final today, but I think we should do the bronze medal match first.
Let's do it. We got Hong Kong and we got Panama.
Yeah, now Hong Kong flag is pretty good. Once again, it's a 5-petaled orchid or lotus or something flower. The pistils and or stamens, I don't know biology.
Yeah, I don't know flowers so
far. Our little stars. It's a very good stylized flag.
Mm-hmm.
The flag of Panama, again, is like the Eagle's Flight / Delta Flyer.
/
over
a really
great
cool
America.
Patriotic 4th of July picnic fucking tablecloth.
Tablecloth, yeah. It's a blue star, red square, blue square, red star.
Every time you do that, I wonder if people, if they didn't look at it, if they would understand what you were doing.
Listen, maybe not, but that's book order.
It's a grid, so. Everybody.
Yeah.
You know what? They're going to be tough no matter what. We're down to the finals here. Final and semi-final, whatever. Bronze medal, whatever.
I still like Panama.
I agree. Okay. I think they did a good job of mastering the design that so many others have very similar designs to. Like all the same elements as other flags.
Yeah. So Hong Kong, congratulations, fourth best flag of the top 128 countries by GDP.
No poor countries allowed.
Panama, third place. It's a good flag. I don't feel bad about that at all.
No, I think it's good. You can. It kind of works on all kinds of levels. It works on anything you want to put it on, really. It's just, it's solid.
It is. It'd look good on a patch or on a hat or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Or like if you're watching the Olympics or whatever.
Yep. And then the gold medal match, the final match, is Kazakhstan versus Kenya.
Two flags that I think attempted a lot more. They're attempting more.
I agree. So, again, the Kazakhstan is a sky blue flag with a yellow sun, and the sun is cradled in the arms of an eagle. It's just the outline of the eagle. Eagles, it's very good.
Eagles have wings. But otherwise, yes, that's right. Not arms, wings.
Oh, no. I mean, the wings, I guess the wings and arms, yes.
in the wings of an eagle, and then they got a cool snap bracelet over on the side.
Yeah.
That looks dope.
It is a dope snap bracelet. It offsets everything from the center.
Yes.
There's no other flag quite like it.
Nope. That's what we discovered.
And,
because even Kenya, with how cool it is still based on a tricolor flag.
Yeah. And it's a black, red, and green horizontal tri-band, with, white borders in between the colors, and then a Maasai, shield and spears.
Or a cute owl turned on his side.
Or, as Matt discovered last week, a cute sideways owl.
He's adorable. I love him.
Does he have a name?
Maasai.
Maasai? The owl?
The owl.
Okay.
He's wise.
Is he wise?
When I look at him?
He looks sleepy.
I think those two usually go together. The wise people aren't. They tend not to be super energetic, right?
Well, Blathers is very sleepy.
Right?
We know that about him.
And, I mean, I guess the owl from Winnie the Pooh is kind of a jerk. I think you need energy to be a jerk, so maybe he doesn't count. And I don't think he was that wise. He couldn't read.
He doesn't have a name, also.
Do you remember he couldn't?
His name is just Owl?
Do you remember when Winnie the Pooh...
He pretends to read, for sure.
...goes to him to get a birthday card put together for Eeyore?
Yes.
And the fucker can't even read or write? He just does some gibberish on there and then says what he thinks it means?
Yeah, fucking... He's a real Nog, for sure.
God, and then, yeah, that's right.
And then, also...
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
He reminds me also of the owl from the fucking, you know, Mr. Owl, the one who ate your metal worm.
Sure.
From the Tootsie Pop commercial, where he's just like...
he's a real fucking... He's
Oh, you asked me a question, but instead I am going to eat your Tootsie Pop and then also not give you a useful answer.
Yeah, he doesn't care about what is empirical data. He doesn't make him up to three. Yeah, you bit it. Dummy.
Ask Mr. Owl.
Mr. Owl?
Actually, don't. Mr. Owl sucks. I've thought about it.
I'm a turtle.
Don't ask him.
I'm as good as an owl. You were right to come to me.
I live longer than an owl.
I could eat one if it came down here, I promise.
I could wear a mortarboard. It would also look cool.
Yeah. I'm sorry, everybody. There's also Jazzbo's owl.
Harrison the Owl?
Harrison the Owl. Have we seen him animated?
I have not. Okay. But again, it's not... We have found confirmation that Harrison the Owl exists, and he is mentioned in the song.
I just don't know whether he's wise or not, I guess.
But yeah, I don't know any of his other... I presume he likes jazz.
He fucking better. If he doesn't, he's really
like,
in for it.
This asshole's always coming into my cool purple grotto.
Yeah. And then
and making me listen to jazz?
And he puts my fucking name on everything? Like, I signed off on this? Bro, I can't read or write.
Hey, bro, I'm an owl and I hate this noise.
There's also Duo the Owl. Is he wise?
I know that he is strange sometimes.
Sometimes
Duolingo is sometimes strange.
You got a...
I like Kazakhstan.
I was going to say, do you have an instant reaction on this? Yeah.
Yeah, for me, it's Kazakhstan. It's definitely less of a flag. Does that make sense?
I mean,
if you saw this image, you wouldn't immediately go flag.
Yeah, I don't know what I would think it was supposed to be symbolizing. What is this for? Who hung this here? What does it mean? Is this for a cult? What's happening?
Is this, am I going to see this when I watch Legacy? Is this going to appear as yes. a banner in someone's office on whatever planet?
One of the violence gangs, one of the rape gangs or whatever. No, you know, one of them's got green lights and one of them's got red lights, maybe. Is that how it works?
Yeah, I forgot how much laser tag is going to be in this next episode.
It is a Quasar. It is a giant fucking Quasar battle, and Data is Arena Dominator.
I don't want to bring anybody down, but definitely someone's been hard in a Quasar, right?
Oh my god, how could it's so dark in there?
Yeah, it's happened, huh?
And there's a lot of ruckus, so like, there's a lot of distraction. Yeah, for sure. 100%. That's too bad, though. You did bring me down.
I'm sorry about that. It's not a nice thought.
Even
but,
though I know it's only castles burning, it still brought me down.
Right.
It's all about Neil Young. I want to agree. So that it's over.
Oh, I see.
I want to agree so that it's over. I just think Kenya's so cool. And also, I think I picked Trinidad over Kazakhstan last week.
Oh, but it made it through?
But it made it through anyway.
Well, last week it was against Hong Kong.
Oh, so it was the week. Was it Hong Kong I picked over it? I picked someone over it recently.
There was some reason that we had to throw to the judges last week that we couldn't just end this. Yeah. So,
but you know what? I'm going to agree with you. So that it's fucking over. Kazakhstan's the winner, everybody.
All right.
Kenya gets an A for effort.
I don't know why I'm bothering to type this.
Do
but
it.
Kazakhstan is our gold medal winner.
Champion.
I think as a reward, if YouTube has it, I should play their national anthem.
Oh, man. I wonder what that sounds like. It's got to sound good.
But not, I don't want the Borat clip.
That's the tough part.
That's not right.
That's the thing we know most about Kazakhstan. That's not quite the right
shit. I'm going to give this a chance. This seems legit, but if it turns out to be Borat-y, I'll stop it.
Okay, go for it.
My Kazakhstan is the name of this.
My Kazakhstan.
The top comment says...
Who did we get to sing this? A cartoon?
I'm sorry?
Did a bad guy from a Popeye cartoon sing this? What's happening?
It's a good question.
Yo, the flourish on the end of that first part sounded just like Romance of the Three Kingdoms 10 soundtrack. Is this done by the Warsaw Philharmonic? Who did this version?
You know, it's not credited.
So I can claim that it's the Warsaw.
Yeah, it's probably Warsaw Philharmonic.
They are up, man. They're money grabbers. They're like the Donald Sutherland of symphonies, man. They're just out there getting fucking paid. What project do you have for me? A video game where you roll up a bunch of junk into a ball? Sure.
That's your reverence for that, huh? Donald Sutherland.
Oh, is that guy not a money grabber? Have you not seen him? I saw him in a movie the other day called Outbreak.
Okay. Why were you watching a pandemic movie?
Marjan wanted to watch Outbreak. Let me tell you what this movie should have been called. Dr. Helicopter. Because every single scene in the movie takes place in a helicopter. It's like they rented some helicopters and then they said, we gotta get our money's worth. There were like five separate helicopter chases in a movie that was supposed to be about like a deadly virus.
Listen, my cousin runs a helicopter sightseeing tour company, but it's winter now. So if we can get a real good rate.
They did too. So many helicopters. I mean, I'm not kidding. There were five helicopter chases. There was a lot of helicopters shooting stuff. And I just thought the main character in this is a guy who's supposed to be a doctor who's going to stop this fucking deadly outbreak. but every scene is in a helicopter, and Cuba Gooding Jr.'s in it, and Donald Sutherland's in it, and Donald Sutherland's the bad guy who's like, let's just bomb every town full of infected people, because we created the virus during independence wars in Africa. It's a terrible backstory. But anyway, he's in everything.
Well, I mean, if he was in Outbreak, he must be.
You pull up his IMDb and tell me he's not been in everything.
I just always think of David Warner in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles too.
I mean, that was a money grab.
Well, also in Star Trek V.
That was a money grab for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, you want me to play the scientist in the Ninja Turtles movie?
All right.
Sure, yeah.
I'm Royal Shakespeare Academy. Why not?
Back up the fucking Brinks truck, man. I'm in it.
Yeah, it broke our dad's heart to see him there.
So Shakespearean actors.
You know, just...
No
just
scruples. Just
leaving the room and muttering he was in Fall of Eagles or whatever.
They got no scruples, man. They'll be in anything. They don't care.
It is true. That was enough of the Kazakhstan national anthem, I think.
I agree. I get the picture.
Congratulations, though, to whoever designed that flag. I'm sure it's on the Wikipedia page, but I'm not going to be going to flag Wikipedia pages for a while.
It was a job well fucking done. I don't even know if anyone realizes it. It's one of the many things that we have contributed to the internet that you insist no one should be allowed to hear.
Oh, 100%.
Like people.
Well, first of all, I don't want anyone to hear it. And second of all, I don't want to have to move 178 episodes of this podcast to a new host.
That's fine.
I don't even care at this point about the $25 a month or whatever it would cost me to host it. It's the moving the files.
Look, once we're big enough that we have to move, I think it is obvious we will be in the position of having to hire a podcast producer, and it'll be their job. Obviously. Fuck. We're going to be big. It's going to be big. And then people will know the answer to the question, what is the best flag?
So give me one of those producers that's on mic.
Only sometimes. We'll throw it to him every once in a while when we got.
Okay.
Like he'll be from Philadelphia and like someone like the Eagles will be in the Super Bowl and we'll throw it to him and we'll be like, how you feeling? What's your level of anxiety now on a scale from 1 to 10?
And then, hey, short Will, what are you? Because these guys all have an attribute, right?
Yeah. Just in case there's another podcast producer named Will.
Hey, short Will, the sound guy. What's the? What do you think about the Eagles? Huh? They still got Donovan McNabb. I haven't watched football in a long time.
I prepared a quiz.
Oh hell yeah!
We might as well knock it out.
Quiz time for Ryan and no one else. Torture for Judah and Matt.
All right. Given
our last quiz was airplane production numbers.
Well, the theme of this week is Animal Crossing.
Oh, hell yeah.
So this quiz is about Nintendo releases. What are the best-selling, the 10 best-selling Nintendo releases on any system?
Oh.
And, of course, you don't get hints. We'll just talk about anything you name.
Okay. Wii Sports.
Wii Sports is number one.
Yeah.
82.88 million.
Yeah, dog. People bought the system to play Wii Sports.
Look, I played it a little bit. If you have like if you have people around, it's fun.
Yeah, it's not so fun on your own though, huh?
No, I know. Believe
me. The tennis is a little bit fun. The bowling's okay.
I got down on the golf. I really did. I was all over the golf. Nice on. What? Is that what people? I don't golf. Is that what people say?
Later, remind me to send you a link to Matsumoto's No Pants Golf outing. He's wearing a mini skirt, and when Endo comes in to tell everyone they're going golfing, he says, Matsumoto just has one request, nobody look at his underpants. but they're like fully out all the time, and he just gets angrier and angrier that everybody keeps lewdly looking at his underpants. It's just that for half an hour, but it's pretty good.
It sounds good. Sounds like a good bit.
The regular Gaki no Tsukai episodes are mostly something like that, where one member has an unreasonable demand and everyone else has to go along with it.
Well, I'm glad no one has ever said no. Because yeah. That show wouldn't work if they said no.
Yeah.
I should say Wii Sports Resort was 12, number 12 on the list.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So that's okay. Two of the top 12 Nintendo releases ever are Wii Sports.
I presume that a lot of people bought, you know, the current Zelda.
The current Zelda is called Breath of the Wild. Let me see where it appears. Because it's not in the top 10.
Oh, really? I thought the Switch was doing so well that a lot of people would have bought that.
Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time is 37. Oh, Breath of the Wild is 26.
Okay.
So, not in the top 25.
Interesting. I also don't own it, so.
I own it, and I played it for 2 hours, and it was great.
Pokemon. How many of the top 10 are Pokemons?
Three
of them.
So okay. You're going to knock out a bunch right here.
Well, I mean, I could just name all of them, but.
I mean, you might as well. Three of them are there.
Sure. Sword and Shield. That had a bad rep, so probably not.
No, I'm looking for where that ends up. That is number 31.
Okay, Sun and Moon.
That is number 30.
Black and White.
Okay, I'll take a look. Oh. There's so many Pokemons. That's number 32. You've done 30, 31, and 32 on Pokemon.
X and Y.
That's 29.
All right.
So you got 29 through 32.
So really, it's none of the recent ones.
I guess not.
That is interesting. Then I guess just red and green?
The red, green, blue, yellow is counted
red,
as
green, blue, yellow?
One kind of release. That's number 3, 59 million.
Okay. Then probably gold, silver, or platinum or whatever?
It's gold, silver, crystal.
Okay, sure.
And that's number 6 at 42 million.
What about Ruby and Emerald?
And Sapphire.
Sapphire.
Is number 10, 36.6 million. So that's the three in the top 10.
All right, good. Mario 64.
I would have thought that. It's number 21.
Maybe just because it was a pack-in, and so...
Does that not count, maybe? Maybe it doesn't.
Only one was bought per system or something.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, 23 million.
Okay. What about Super Mario Sunshine?
Let's see.
For the GameCube.
Super Mario... God. There's so many Marios, I want to make sure I don't miss one.
You know what? All the Pokemons were old. Maybe I shouldn't be aiming at the new ones.
Man, I'm not sure Super Mario Sunshine made it into the top 50. There's so many Marios on here.
That's kind of a shame. That one was pretty good.
Yeah, no.
All right, let's just Super Mario Brothers.
The original.
Yeah.
The fucking... The OG, number 2, 63 million.
Okay. That must be counting re-releases.
It could be. Well, yes, it says NES / Game Boy Advance.
Okay. Mario 3.
Number 7, 39.5 million.
Cool. Mario World would be the only other one I would think would have a chance.
Unfortunately, number 11.
Okay.
34 million.
Are any of the Mario Karts in the top 10?
There is one Mario Kart in the top 10.
Is it Double Dash?
It is not Double Dash. That one appears... Please say it says Double Dash on it. I don't see one that has the words Double Dash in the top 50.
Huh.
I don't know if it had a number and then it was called Double Dash or what.
Well, I don't know. That would just be the one for this. So if it doesn't say GameCube,
The GameCube is not killing it on this list.
Okay. I guess PlayStation probably was hurting it, huh?
That's what it
was competing against.
Yeah.
Just regular Super Mario Kart?
Regular Super Mario Kart, which may just be called Mario Kart.
It might just be called Mario Kart, but it was for the SNES. I think it probably would have gotten the Super branding.
I'm just going to start using the Control F because there's too many of these fuckers. No regular Mario Kart in the top 50.
All right. Well, I wonder what it would have been then. Is it just like Mario Kart 7 or Mario Kart 8, one of the numbered ones?
8 is number 14 with 30 million. Okay. 7 is number 24 with 18 million. So you still Mario haven't gotten
Kart Wii?
That is the one.
Was that the name of that one?
Okay. That's the one. 37 million sold.
How many do I have left?
You have...
Just two or three, right?
1, 2, 3. 3 left.
Okay. Regular Legend of Zelda? You know, you would have told me. Well, you told me Ocarina of Time was whatever.
Yeah, there are 4 that appear in the top... 3 that appear in the top 50, but none of them are just regular old one.
Huh. What about, like, Link to the Past?
No. There's one at number 47 called Link's Awakening for the Game Boy Color, and then Switch re-release.
Okay.
And then there's The Breath of the Wild and Ocarina of Time, which we already covered.
Okay, that's fine. Boy, what? Pilot Wings?
No, not Pilot Wings. I should say that Legend of Zelda is the 4th best-selling franchise for Nintendo.
Yeah.
At 105 million total. Pilot Wings, does that appear on the list? No. Let me know if you need hints. I might be able to.
It's one of the Splatoon games?
No. Okay. I don't see any of those in the top 50. Most of the top 50 is a franchise of some kind.
One of the Smash Brothers, probably, right?
Let's see. Number 27 is Smash Bros. Ultimate for the Switch, and number 36 is Brawl for the Wii.
Okay.
So, nope.
I must be missing something pretty obvious.
I will say one of these is in a franchise. Yeah, we have one franchise left and then 2 others.
Is the franchise Mega Man?
No. I'm going to check to see it. Nope, no Mega Mans appear.
And so surely Mario Maker couldn't have sold that many.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't see it on here. God, I put Mario in, just the list just lights up.
What are the other big Mario Nintendo franchises?
Oh, look, I'll just say it. It's a Mario game.
Oh, I had missed out a Mario game.
Yeah.
World?
You already said World. That was number 11.
Oh, okay. It can't be 2, is it?
It's 2.
Oh, man.
Super Mario 2 at number 8, 38 million.
That is the one where the music goes through my head the most.
The music was extremely earwormy, but I would not say good.
No, it's probably not good, but like all the time I'll be just walking around going doo 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 doo.
Yep.
Doo 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 doo.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was the last franchise one.
Yes, so we got 2 more, number 4 and number 5. Each about 43 million sold.
Huh.
One is a Wii release. One is a NES / Game Boy release.
Is that one like a Metroid or something?
No.
Is it a Castlevania?
It is not a Castlevania. Huh. Think simpler. A simpler gaming experience.
Oh, is it a Tetris?
It is. Number 5 is Tetris.
Okay, Tetris, that makes sense.
Number 4 for the Wii is also a simpler gaming experience. And I wouldn't say it's that different from a Wii Sports game.
Is it Wii Fit?
It is Wii Fit. I didn't know whether that was a franchise or not.
I don't know either, and I kind of forgot that that was different from Wii Sports.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if those... If anything, it's just a Wii-branded game is a franchise of Wii things or not.
Do you think there are 43 million of those balance boards out there?
There have to be. Why would anyone buy Wii Fit without the board? I still have one.
So, do any of the Animal Crossings appear anywhere on this list?
Yes. Number 42, New Leaf for the 3DS, okay. 12 million sold. Number 45, Wild World DS, 11 million sold.
Those are both pretty solid.
That is it.
Animal Crossings have been pretty good.
As a franchise, it is the number 10 for Nintendo. Do you want to know what's ahead of it?
Yeah.
Brain Age is the
number,
the number 9 franchise.
Was it number 8 Professor Layton or whatever?
No, 8's Kirby.
Wow.
7 is...
Wow, more people have played Kirby games?
More people have bought Kirby games, for sure.
Oh, wow.
Number 7 is something called Game & Watch.
That was just, you know those, like, Tiger Electronic Batman?
Oh.
That was that, but on a watch.
6 is Smash Bros. I like how they separate that. Well, they have to. I guess it has all the franchises. Donkey Kong is 5. Zelda 4. Wii series. So I guess they do count that as a franchise. Is 3. Pokemon's 2. Mario's 1.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, you know what's 11? Nintendogs.
Holy shit.
Apparently people have bought...
There were only 3 or 4 of those games, weren't there?
Apparently people have bought 28 million Nintendogs games.
Well, people had to buy the second one if they wanted to get the lab, right? Like,
look, I'm not going to complain. I mean, Mario's not hurting. They're number 1 and they have more than twice as much as number 2. But separated out here at 12 is Yoshi.
Oh, just the Yoshi's Island stuff?
I guess. 13 is Wario.
Yeah, those are different. Those don't usually play quite like Mario games.
I guess, but like it's in the same universe and everything. Star Fox is at 17. F-Zero is at 21.
With 2 games?
I think there must be 2 games. Well, you know, because not everything's in a franchise, so.
Well, there are for sure 2, but like, are there more than 2?
I don't know. Oh, yes. Okay, there's F-Zero.
Okay.
F-Zero X for the N64.
Okay.
F-Zero Maximum Velocity for the Game Boy Advance. F-Zero...
It's probably just a remake.
F-Zero GX for the GameCube. F-Zero GP Legend for the Game Boy Advance. F-Zero Climax for the Game Boy Advance.
It's a very bad name.
It's not... You guys didn't get it there. So 3 of them are Game Boy Advance games.
Okay, so there's a... Man, who played F-Zero and then saw that there was another F-Zero game later and were like, oh, hell yeah.
The only thing I want is the exact same...
I
want
to play that terrible game with 5 tracks.
Yeah, I want the exact same engine and graphics, and then I want way more tracks and cars.
Yeah.
Like, more car options for me to drive and more tracks to drive on. And then you might have a decent game.
Yeah, and then just give me the regular Mode 7 bullshit, yep. But like...
Same sound effects, all that shit. I would play that.
I mean, when was the first Gran Turismo game? And when was the first F-Zero game?
Uh-oh. Well, the first F-Zero was 91. The first Gran Turismo game appears to be 97.
Okay, so there was some time. So,
6 years.
I don't know. Maybe there were better racing games in between, but like, I just can't imagine... Like, the first... What was the first Gran Turismo? Was the first one we owned was maybe 3 A-Spec?
The first one we owned was 3. We borrowed...
But
we rented
2.
Yeah.
And it's like...
2 was badass.
That's so much more game. Man. That like, F-Zero was such a joke compared to that.
I remember in 2, I was driving on this fucking souped-up Supra, and it was hot. Yeah. It was the hotness. But,
again, Need for Speed 3 Hot Pursuit was the first game where I saw the cars and I was like, this is as realistic as I need.
Yes, and now obviously you go back and look and you go, oh, maybe not.
Yeah, it looks real shitty now, yeah, but like...
But at the time you're like, wow, we have arrived.
Hey, there's fucking reflections in the back windshield of the car that got like, when you go under trees, you see leaves reflected in the car.
Let me see when Hot Pursuit came out, what year that was. That's not right.
It can't have been. It's got to be 96 or something.
Was it called something else?
Need for Speed 3 Hot Pursuit?
Oh, they later released one without the 3 that was just called Need for Speed Hot Pursuit. That was in 2010. Need for Speed 3 was in 1998.
Okay.
So.
All right. So that was even post the first Gran Turismo.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
I mean, that only had 8 or 9 tracks, right? Like,
dude, we played... Like, kind of a crazy amount of Need for Speed 3.
But just adding the Hot Pursuit mode is all you need to take a regular arcade racer and make it into a game you can play infinitely.
It's just turning those cop cars over and hearing them go, Stop now!
Also, the very good Need for Speed soundtrack.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty hot. Man, I kind of want.
Oh yeah, I could run those good old boy sheriffs into a tree endlessly.
The fucking crazy screams. You're like, oh, I just murdered it all.
Yeah, like, oh, he is dead.
A fucking country sheriff. I just put him in the fucking ground.
Yeah.
Well,
thanks for the quiz.
All right, we did it, everybody.
So we got a request from Katie.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about it.
She loves the format of our Star Trek reviews. She thinks we have good analysis and opinions, and also she thinks you're very funny.
Oh, nice. I'm crushing it. So that means she listens to the Star Treks.
Yeah.
Every time I hear about this, it blows my mind for anybody.
And she has watched Next Generation and Deep Space Nine, and that's it.
Well, I mean, those are the best ones.
Well, yes, the project is showing that those are the two. If you're going to watch two, those are the two.
Once you get past season one of DS9, it's smooth sailing.
Yeah, but you do have to get through it, huh?
Yeah.
I think she super binged Deep Space Nine. Like, she watched the whole thing in, like, maybe 3 weeks or 4 weeks.
Best not to pay attention to it.
In fact, I remember when I noticed she was watching Deep Space Nine, she was already watching episodes we haven't gotten to yet. So.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah. So she has asked us to do a special quarantine podcast where we do the same thing but for movies.
Hmm.
And she didn't want us to do any of her sacred cows. And she has refused on several occasions to watch Star Wars.
Ah, I see what's happening. It's finally happening.
That is correct. So here is the deal. Instead of the next mailbag in 2 weeks, we are going to watch Star Wars A New Hope Episode 4.
Yeah.
And review it with our regular rubric.
I feel like this is one Womp Rat Week in Bullseye. Does that track?
Yeah, this podcast is not much bigger than 2 meters.
Okay, good.
Can't wait to talk about what a terrifying creature a Womp Rat must be.
Yeah, definitely. When you put rat next to it, and then you say 2 meters, you go, oh no,
no, no, no, no, no,
oh, no, no.
Hey, that's...
yeah, bullseye them. Please keep bullseyeing them.
Hey, that's bigger than Kwong Soo.
He's a pretty big rat, but that is a bigger rat.
Yeah. So here's the deal. She agreed during game night. She agreed to watch The Phantom Menace, but Matt and I have talked about it, and we think doing A New Hope, doing them in universe order makes more sense.
Yeah, because...
not universe order, real life order.
Because they kept changing what the hell the story was.
Yeah.
And it's better to track it this way, because the actual plot makes less sense if you watch it episode 1 through 9 than if you watch it 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. So who knows how long we'll do it. We're doing it for now for quarantine measures, maybe every other mailbag week. We're going to do the normal Star Trek rubric. Obviously, I don't expect any of these to score real high in premise.
Yeah.
Because Star Wars is not science fiction.
Yeah, they may not have a lot of takes.
In the way that Star Trek is, right? It doesn't do the work of science fiction. So.
We'll see, though. But sometimes in movies, you have the opportunity to explore several takes at once. We'll see what we come up with.
So, we are going back on the clock now, because next week is a Star Trek week.
I'm glad. That's why.
And if you're watching, maybe you feel like watching because it's the special last TOS Star Trek week.
Yeah, have fun.
You should watch Turnabout Intruder.
And you should think about your actor rankings.
Absolutely.
Because we're going to do that.
And by the way, that is not Pulaski in Turnabout Intruder. She's already had her 2 appearances.
Shit, it's a Smith and Wesson? And she's already had her 2. It's fine.
She's had her 2, yeah.
That's fine.
We're watching Legacy.
Okay.
The Sword of Kaelas.
That's the one I got to watch first, okay.
Mortal Coil.
Cannot wait.
And Borderland.
And you've already told me where we're going with Enterprise already. Man, they just get into it, huh?
Assuming that I didn't really pay attention, but assuming that the Netflix caption for the next one is really for the next episode we're supposed to watch, then yes, we're already getting into it.
Well, I was going to watch one yesterday. I ended up not doing it, but I did get my notes ready. So I am prepped and ready to watch Star Trek.
So yeah, watch those Star Treks, watch New Hope.
Yeah, in 2 weeks we're doing that.
We'll be doing that in 2 weeks, and go ahead and send in mail. We'll probably just do a slightly bigger mailbag the next time.
Yeah. And everybody, stay safe out there. All the projections in the Slack that Judah was talking about said we could be looking at 100,000 deaths. So we're probably all going to know somebody when it's said and done. I am hoping it's certain specific people. But I'll just leave it there.
We can hope.
All right, everybody. It was fun.
I farted so deep and so resonant, it was like, it was for sure like an orchestra tuba and not a sousaphone. Like, that was the, that's the distinction I want to make here. It was special.